she is.
Great. Thank you.
How are you?
Well, thanks. Thanks so much.
I'm so excited to see you.
Huh. Back at you.
Who, Anita? Can you unmute yourself and tell us a little bit more and introduce Elena?
Hi, everyone. Juanita here. Elena is, how do I say this? I met Elena when she first came to one of my meetings in Santa Fe. And I think as you hear her tell her story, you'll get what a personality and what a big presence she is. Her presence speaks so loud and her voice is so incredible that she got my attention immediately. And really, her spirit is as joyful as that smile is on her face. And she is somebody that I really love dearly. And I think she carries a great message. And she was one of our speakers at the Al-Anon Native American Conference in 2019, right? Last year, not this year, but the year before. And she did a great job. And I hope she will sing at some point in her native language because her voice is incredible. So without further ado, this is my friend Elena from Santa Fe, previously from New Zealand. So thanks.
Thank you, Juanita. Just before I do the officials, I just want to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional caretakers of the lands that I reside in, the Pueblos, and specifically the Tewa Pueblo, where I reside in here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So ko Elena tuka ingwa, ko Napui e Rere Ahua e Samoa tuku iwi, no Tamaki Makaurau na Aotearoa aho, ko te hapi toku marae, ko Waikato te awa, ko Tainui te waka, ko poreru te maunga. So a very good evening to everyone. My name is Elena. I'm a very grateful Al-Anon family group member. And I just want to take the opportunity not only to thank Yvonne, also the committee, and that I'm here. I want to acknowledge all the speakers that have given us medicines this weekend. And here, Rod. And also, especially to each and every one of you. If you've just dropped in now, welcome. If you've been here all morning, thank you so much for being here. Or if you've been a hardcore like me and been here over the weekend, thank you so much in making the circle a possibility. So, you know, just before I translate what I said, I think it's a good segue for me to go into I've just heard some people talking about it and looking also at the history of Al-Anon, of AA. You know, it just took one person sharing a message to another person. And so thank you, Juanita, for bringing me in the circle, and also thank you for your recovery. I remember seeing Juanita in the meetings, and I, especially when I was new in recovery, and I thought, man, I want to be like her. And what I wanted was that attraction. So thank you, Rod, for your service, and also all the speakers for their service, and everyone too, and so we could be here. So my introduction is that I am Maori and I am also Samoan. I come from the tribes of Napui and also Rere Ahua. Where I was born and raised is in Auckland, New Zealand. And my marae is Te Hape. The river that I belong to is the Waikato, and also the waka, the canoe, is the Tainui. The maunga, the mountain that I am related to back in Aotearoa, New Zealand, is Porirua. And if I go back further with the waka over 800 years, I am descendant from Kauaiki. So my relatives throughout the Pacific, Talofalava, Bulawanaka, Malole Ele, and our Hawaiians, Aloha. And if I go back even further, I'm from Matariki, the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades. You know, if you were here yesterday in the ceremony and the opening, one of the things that Don shared is that we're connected to everything. And, you know, coming from drawing that ancestral line back and coming from Pleiades and all the way through to my physical form today, has been one filled of traumas and things known in my physical life today and things of past generations I have no idea about. So my story in coming in to Al-Anon or the 12-step program was I was absolutely miserable, and I got a one-way ticket to Turtle Island. I had no idea where I was going or what I was doing. And this was 14 years ago. And I had sold everything where I was living in Australia. And I had a guitar and a backpack. And I landed in Turtle Island. I was passing through Santa Fe and fell in love with an alcoholic in recovery. And she said to me, "You need to go to Al-Anon with me." And I said, "Yeah, sure. You know, beautiful codependent. I'm right on it. I'm there." And I went to Al-Anon and was absolutely amazed. I don't know if it's because I come from a line of orators, but I loved your stories. And I would never say any of those stories, but I loved yours. And one of the things that I heard that you said was, whatever you do, keep coming back no matter what. And so I did. And that beautiful honeymoon with this beloved finished. And because she was an alcoholic in recovery, which at the beginning pricked my ears up because I thought, yay, I can help you, you know. So what happened was the only thing that I had was these sacred circles of people sharing, which I came to know later on was called honesty. And I just want to say that person is now my wife. So we've been together for over 14 years. One of the things that I'm deeply grateful for the program of Al-Anon is that we're still happily married. And like a lot of the speakers have said, particularly in the Al-Anon family groups, it's an inside job. So it took me a long time to stop blaming and really be willing to look into a mirror. So in saying that, my first 4 years in recovery, I was so miserable. I was miserable because all I knew is all that I knew. And my circumstances is I'm a state of the ward, meaning that I was fostered into a family. So I have three families: my biological mother, who's Samoan, my biological father, and he's Maori, and then my New Zealand family, who are white. So I have very rich three cultures. And it was important for my foster family, who is my mum and dad, I grew up with them. It was important for them that I would go back to in the holidays, I would go and stay with either my biological mother or my biological father and his families. So on my father's side, I'm the eldest in the generation, and the eldest in his family, obviously. In my mother, biological mother's mother's family, I am in the middle of one of seven, and one of five in my father's. And in my foster family, I'm the baby. So so I never liked going to my biological families. But today I'm really grateful for that. Because I have a very, very close connection with all my brothers and sisters. So in saying that, there were so much things I didn't know because my circumstances of how I came into the world, whether you want to call it trauma or survival mechanisms, I made fabulous stories up between my head or in between my ears. So... and a lot of that was wanting to know what's around the next 20 corners so I could be safe. So going from one family to the next, all of them were religious and all of them said each family was wrong in their religion. So when it came to God, I was very confused. And I was really terrified when I came into Al-Anon because when you talked about God, I thought, oh, I've come to a cult. I'm in the States and I'm in a cult because you're talking about God. But, you know, I was so curious. I kept coming back. So what I found in working this program of recovery, it was undoing many stories. Stories that were institutionalized, whether that was through family, whether that was through religion, whether that was through culture, whether that was from society, from education, and down the list, really having to look at all of the institutions that I had grown up with. The way that I saw myself in the world did not measure to what was going on in my brain. So I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert, but I have a smidgen of extrovert. Otherwise, I'd probably be not have the camera on at the moment. But what happened for me in a lot of my survival mechanisms was really observing situations to get be a chameleon to fit in well. And what I found in the program of Al-Anon was really having to find me. And the greatest gift that I got from that was having a sponsor who walked me through these things that you've heard called steps. And I thought it was a one-time deal. And when we went through the steps the first time, she took me through anger and rage because here I was like Mount Vesuvius. I was just so, so angry. And I think what I was really angry about was getting the idea that some of my behaviors weren't okay, but really wanting them to change overnight. But it was a whole process because we were looking at me holistically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and being well. So even though I could see mentally what was going on and I shouldn't be doing that, I shouldn't be saying that, I was expecting it to be changed yesterday. And what a lot of speakers have already shared about, it's a process. My wonderful wife is Danae, is Navajo, and she would say to me in my rages, that's your ancestors coming out. And I was so embarrassed. But one of the words that I couldn't say because I was hurting so much was, I'm hurting. And I had to have it masked behind fears, behind anger, behind resentments, to really have that little kid or that little Elena just say, it's okay. And so where I found refuge for me was in the rooms of recovery. I was like a Hoover. I just sucked up all of your medicine, all of the words that you said that would get me through to the next meeting. My first 4 years in the rooms, I cried, and I'm so grateful for my my first sponsor, because there were a couple of things. When I saw the third step, it said, we made a decision. And I thought, oh, what's wrong with you lot? You've got no idea how to make decisions. I'm really good at making decisions. I had no idea those decisions I was making was self-willed. Self will run riot usually, but self-willed. And I had no connection of the difference of what a decision made that was creator inspired. And that was because I was totally disconnected. I think I came out of the womb disconnected, didn't want to be here. And what I found in this extraordinary time that I've been in recovery, what you have been able to give me is a connection. You know, it's been really extreme of what has happened in since middle of March. But what I've been so grateful for is how all the rooms have got together and here we all are on Zoom. Because the most important thing is connection, you know, with whatever is going on in the world, that we still have our stories, our experiences, our strength, our hope. And that's what's been really inspiring for me to keep coming back, to keep working it. Right now, I'm working on reaching an Al-Anon textbook. It's called Reaching for Personal Freedom, for those visuals that are. And there it looks at the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. I've had a really extraordinary time because I've done a step tradition and concept. So at the moment I'm in the 11s, and that's been really profound as far as threes, the depths of the steps, the traditions, the concepts, the mind, the body, the spirit, and of how profound and divinely inspired this has been. A few of our speakers have said, and my second sponsor was Apache, and she said to me, you know, white man bought the alcohol, white man had to bring the cure. And she said, we have it in the book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, if we're looking back at the history, I'm just so grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm grateful to Bill and Bob in that bizarre day where Bill picked up the phone, not a drink, and got and spoke to Dr. Bob, and had their first meeting in Akron, Ohio. I'm so grateful for Lois, not only putting up with Bill, but knowing that her editing and everything is in that book. And knowing that the family afterwards and the wives, you know, is all that they had for the first 20 years before all the literature came through Al-Anon, thanks to Lois and also Anne B. So I'm also grateful for those people who have come before me. So there was a seat that had my name on it, but I had no idea it was there. And my second sponsor said to me, I'm here because it's important that my grandchildren and my great-great-grandchildren will know there's a place for them to come. And so, you know, it was said, I think it was Rod that shared it, thank you all for being custodians of this medicine that we have. When I came in through the doors, I had no idea how sick I was. I didn't even know alcoholism was in my families. And I lived, and it was through all of your words to look back and the coats of denial that I wore to keep me away from you. So one of that was my foster father was a functional alcoholic. Who would have thought? And my mother, bless both of their souls because they've since passed on, she was a non-Al-Anon. And the beautiful role modeling that I saw with them is that stuff that I repeated of controlling and manipulating people, places, and things because I felt uncomfortable in any situation. So I either tuned out or I was meddling in your affairs. Thanks to this program and thanks to all of you being really honest, it's given me an opportunity to really, what is my story here? To get honest, to be aware of some of those passed on dysfunctions and really ask myself, do I want to keep perpetuating that? Within all of my families, they used religion not to drink, but outside of all of the families, alcoholism was rampant. My grandmother died on my father's side at the age of 56. I was 9 years old. I was told she had a bad liver, only to come, I think it was about 10 years ago when I was back home, to be told that she died of alcoholism. And so there were just so many things not said. And so the way that I perceived life was not only with rosy-colored glasses, I think with steel, concrete, frame, barbed, wired, all sorts of things of how my perception was. So by coming into these rooms, you showed me the way of how to live an extraordinary life through recovery. I also had outside help. I remember when my mum was alive, I said to her, this is probably about, oh, it must have been 13 years ago. I said, Mum, you're not going to believe this. And she said, what? I said, I'm doing therapy. And there was a silence. And she said, are you turning into an American? You know, because back home, if you've got a problem, you go to a friend, you have a cup of tea and you have a little chat. So this whole idea of therapy, but you know, in our literature, it encourages that. And so I had to look at, by getting that outside help, I also did lots and lots of ceremony and lodges because it was not only in this physical form of what I was carrying with, but it was also my past, generations of trauma. On my father's side, I come from the lineage, the Ngāpuhi of warriors. So, and then on my grandmother's side, I come from a lineage of peacekeepers. On my mother's side, on the Samoan side, she is a Matai, a chief of her village. And we also come from healers, so the leadership and healers within the family. And then there was me. I popped into the world. What a freaking mess of stuff that wasn't healed through generations to generations for me to carry. And the medicines that I've found and what has really worked for me has been in these sacred circles. So I want to thank Don C, for his extraordinary work. Not only if you were here on Saturday in the opening with the sacred hoop and the sacred feathers, our missing and murdered Indigenous women that were sung up to, but all these ways that to help us heal and a lot of the beautiful medicines and words that have been spoken. But it is really through each and every one of you for being really brave and courageous and being willing of how far do I want to go in my own healing with this. And I don't know why, but I'm really grateful for 12 Steps has really, really resonated to me. Maybe sitting with all of you and hearing your stories of what it was like, how it is now. Maybe that's been a thing of what keeps me on this path. I don't know. But what I do know is my life is extraordinarily different today. Today I can look in a camera. Today I can look you in the eye. And today I can also speak. When I came in, I I was so traumatized by life. I didn't even know how to speak. I lived in my head. Am I on time? Oh yeah, I am. But I just want to thank you for holding the light, reminding me every day it's just a 24 hours that I have today. Al-Anon has been the best thing for me because you've taught me how to do self-care, how to do self-love. I'll finish with this. One of the, in the format, it says, you will come to love us in a very special way, the same way that we love you. I thought, oh, that is so cheesy. And I want to thank you for loving me in a way I had no idea how to love myself, only by keep coming back, listening to you, being willing to work these steps with a sponsor, and to find a new happiness and freedom in between my ears. Thank you for having me. It's been a real joy, and everyone enjoy not only the rest of the sacred circle, but the medicines that you take from here, from this weekend, or whatever you've been able to take, you know, being a light, not only in your community, in your family, but this really extraordinary sacred way of being and living. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Elena, are you going to sing for us?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I wasn't sure. I've got the studio set up. But hang on. Since I brought all the ancestors in, I'm going to close out with this. This is a song. It's called Pūrianei, and it talks about the scattered winds, washed by the rain, transformed by the sun, all doubts are swept away, all restraints are cast aside. Fly, O free spirit, fly. The clouds and the heavens transformed by the sun, with all doubts swept away, all restraints cast down. All the restraints are cast down. So I want to just thank everyone just for being here. Thank you, Yvonne, for having me. Thank you. Thank you, Juanita, as well, in bringing me into the circle. And so this is Pūrianei. Pūrianei e te hau, horuia e te ua. Whiti, whiti a e te rā, mahi ake nā pōraru raru, makere ana nā here. Thanks.
Thank you so much, you guys. Unmute yourself.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. You gave us a lot to do.
Thank you. Just gorgeous.
I love that. Put tears to my eyes. A voice and a smile. Thank you for doing this. Very honored to have you here.
Yes.
Christy.
Hi. My name is Christy. I'm an alcoholic member of Wobriety. I just got word about the gathering today. I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for being here. welcome to the newcomers, ones that are struggling. Stick around. This is a great program. I just want to show off what I'm doing here. I'm an artist.
Aww. Oh, that is too cute.
Yeah, I did some moccasins. I'm working on a lot of artwork right now, and that's been keeping my spirit strong. And that's what they told me from the start when I first got to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous 35 years ago. They said to keep your hands busy and your heart will follow. And it'll be okay wherever you are in your sobriety, within your life. Creator's got your back. And we have seven generations of relations that are with us at all times. Every one of those. So thanks. I just wanted to share that. Blessings all around. Love you.
Love you. Thank you so much. Those are the cutest little things. We just have a baby for that. Just for that, I would want to have a baby. Teresa, can you unmute yourself? Teresa B.
Yes.
There you go.
Hi, is Elena still on?
Yeah.
Oh, hi to Elena. This is Teresa. I want to thank you for everything that you said. I also have a partner that has since passed away. She is alcoholic. We're both from New Mexico, and we're both Apache, and we were together for 25 years. And so I want to tell you, I thank you so much to see another sister in recovery.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anybody else? Anybody wants to talk to Elena? No? Yeah. Chris. Chris, can you unmute yourself?
Yeah, unmute. Yeah. Hi, Elena. It's so good to see you. Long time no see. And
wow. It's great to see you, Chris. Damn, woman.
God bless you. Wow. This is such a great day. I mean, when I saw your name on the roster, I just went nuts. So I'm really glad I got to hear your story, and so good to see you again and hear you again. And so, guys, lots of love to you. Thank you.
Gail.
Hi. My name is Gail. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you so much, Elena. I met you a few summers ago up in northern Michigan, and I'm really grateful that I saw your name on the list too, and thought, oh, if I don't go to anything, I'm going to go to that. So I'm so grateful. I, you know, I'm adopted and don't know my roots on one side. And, you know, what I do know is, though, that I walk on this earth, and that if nothing else, I know that the earth is my mother. And I thank you for affirming that and reaffirming that both in your talk and in your song. I'm deeply, deeply, deeply appreciative. Om Atakwas.
Thank you for being here, Gail. Sonia.
Hello. Sorry, it's a bit, I'm a bit dark. Well, I'm dark. Sonia, alcoholic. Thank you, Elena. I'm a week sober, and I wasn't sure what to expect. Get sent me this information. I came here today. I couldn't even work at the time, but I drew tears, came to my eye, because I'm working on step five, and I had a lot of resentment and anger towards a lot of members of my family and so on. But what you made me realize is there's a lot of intergenerational healing and forgiveness that to be done. And it made me cry. It made me cry. And when you sang, I just made a connection with my ancestors and all the pain from all my ancestors one's Caribbean, Grenada, Caribbean, and probably Africa, Ghanaian, probably, maybe. And there would have been a lot. There's a lot of alcoholism, at least two generations that I know of, abuse and so on. But that's come from trauma. And you made me realize that, rather, you know, that it's forgiveness and healing. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you for being here. Belinda.
Wow. I get to say, Elena, my bright star. Yes. I'm just speechless. You're so amazing to have come to New Mexico and help all of us. So I'm just so grateful for you, my love. You're amazing.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Mary.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You just filled my heart with good medicine. I am just, my spirit is dancing today. My heart is singing, and what could be better? So thank you all of service. It's native all the way. Thank you, love.
Thank you, Mary. Carolina.
Yes, I also wanted to share something with you, Elena. Kia ora. I really, I'm an alcoholic. My name is Carolina. I have to say my first year in sobriety I spent in New Zealand. So I really, with your singing, I really could connect with this country, with this earth, with this energy. When I lived in New Zealand for 1 year, I didn't even know that I'm an alcoholic and that I want to stop to drink. But somehow, I don't know, the kindness of these people and the spirituality, I just stopped drinking. And it's 11 years ago. And because New Zealand helped me so much to learn this language, to learn English, to speak English, I could actually to connect with people from an AA in English speaking meetings in Berlin and learn about the steps and that tradition, which is usually not really present in Polish or German meetings. So this is this circle, this connection. I went to one country to learn something, to get to know AA, and yes, now I'm sober and very, very grateful. And yeah, I want to send all my love to New Zealand because I think about this country every day. So goodbye and God bless.
Ja, danke, dass du hier bist und noch einen guten Nacht weiter, ne? Das ist schon spät da in Deutschland.
Danke, Yvonne. Alles Gute für dich, für deinen Service.
Bonnie from Sarasota.
I mean, hello, Elena. I'll tell you, it is so worldwide, and I'm just so excited. I had messaged when I heard that you were going to be on. I messaged my friend in California. She's from Sarasota. She's a doctor with addiction in California. Then, because I'm friends with, well, worldwide, we live in London during the summer. But more importantly, then I messaged my friend in New Zealand, in Auckland, New Zealand, who's heavy. She's involved with service work in New Zealand. I was so excited just hearing you, and I got totally lost in that. But then I heard your music and how wonderful it is, the expression. I'm an old dancer way, way back with a rock and roll band for 5 years traveling on the road as a go-go girl in a cage. I'm 77 now, okay? And I love Al-Anon, and that's what I heard from you. And last night I got to dance because of all that's going on here. I got to dance with a Zoom dance, just to dance. And how important that is to me with my higher powers. So I left my phone number with you, and hopefully we can connect again, because just having that interconnection of people from around the world is wonderful. I was able to meet Lois back in 1970s because I was involved with Alateen, and because she could not have children herself, we became very close. And she helped me because I was on the board of Al-Anon back then. And I can't say enough about how much the legacy that you're bringing to the program and what you do is just as important as every single person on here now. So I think I respect you, and I think you're absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Annette, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, I just did. Thank you very much, Elena. It was just beautiful to hear you. When I listened to your words before your song, they really resonated to me. I'm in Mexico right now, and this is where I live, and it's very rainy outside, and the leaves are falling, but the sun's coming through, and the water's here. But then when I listened or I heard your song, I felt it in my body. So thank you so much, and I truly love you. Thank
you. Ooh. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Somehow you got muted. Sorry, Annette. Elena, are you still there? Can you unmute yourself?
Yes.
Hi. Would you sing another song for us?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure I would have set up otherwise.
Yes.
I would have done this. Hang on. Do you want to do a commercial break? Say anything, and I'll be there in 2 minutes. I mean, I can talk too, but let me just set this up.
Sure, you can talk.
I was hoping you'd talk.
Yeah, well, I am just excited to have another song. Those tears just sprang into my eyes. Stay with us. After Elena, we're going to go to our AA speaker, Cheryl W.H. from Wisconsin, from the Ojibwe tribe. And if I say that wrong, you can correct me, Cheryl, when we get to that. While Elena's setting up, Lori, if you can keep it really short, can you unmute yourself?
Actually, I just want to say I just spotted Bonnie. Haven't seen her since the Alaskan cruise. I just wanted to tell her I sent her a private message. And that was a hard cruise. So if she could call me, I left her my phone number. Thanks.
Great. If not, contact me. I can hook you up with Bonnie. Okay. Great. Jen, very quickly, while we're waiting for Elena.
Hi, yes, this is Jen. I'm calling in from South Carolina. And I was just curious, you know, with a lot of conferences, there are tapes or CDs available afterwards. Is this conference going to be archived in any way so we can go back and re-listen to people's talks or workshops or anything like that? And if so, will the information be posted in the chat? Thank you.
I'll put it in the chat. All our stuff that we have done as Al-Anon Without Borders is recorded. It's free for listening. The tapers have agreed to not charge because of COVID. It's on msbrecording.com, amatteaudio.com, here it is, and recoverytapers.com. If there's workshops, the paperwork is with it. The PowerPoints are with it. Go check it out. And if you can't find it, just email MSB or Amat, and they will help you out. But it's pretty, well, it's not pretty straightforward, but for some of us, it's pretty straightforward. Thank you for asking. We also have a deaf library that Amat Audio started. This conference was supposed to be recorded in sign language, but last minute, three people pulled out, and we couldn't get it together quick enough to do sign language. But we have started a library. It's called Sober Hands for AA and Serenity Hands for Al-Anon. If you are certified and you have 12-step experience and you would like to do translation, contact Amat Audio. They have a setup where you can do it from the privacy of your home. So, oh my God, look, Elena set up. I can't even see Elena right now. Elena, you need to say something so I can see you.
1, 2. Yeah, is that good? Here, can you? Oh, that's okay. Hang on. How's that?
That's good.
Oh, you can't see me. I thought it was.
Hold on. Oh. Well, in order to see you, I need to know where you are. So, do we see Elena in the grid? Hold on 1 second, Elena. Where are you? Where is Elena? Can you down that?
change?
Is on the fourth row down on the first page. Hi, Elena.
It's Louisa. Hey. So anyway, while they're finding me, I just want to thank each and every one of you, not only for coming on, but that essence of being. This is called Beautiful Spirit. Sometimes in our walk of life, we forget how beautiful we are, but the song is to each of you. On hearing essence of spirit, even if the fact that you're here means so much, not only for past generations, but more importantly for future generations. So beautiful spirit.
Elena.
Thank you.
Woo, Elena.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elena,
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you so much. It's been brilliant.
Beautiful. That is a wonderful song.
Thank you.
Wonderful song, Elena.
Thank you.
See
that I got to hear you. Thank you, Elena. That was fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm so happy I met you.